Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt the Brilliantly Dumb Show to let you know that the Brilliantly Dumb Show is brought to you by First Person. We all want to turn back the clock. For some, it's for vanity. Others, just to relive those glory days. I know I do, but you can't do that if you don't have your mind and your brain in the right place. I would love to wake up every morning with zero brain fog, a clear mind, and be as energized as I was when I was 22, 23, and you can do that with First Person, ladies and gentlemen. I'm a big nostalgia guy. I like to think about the good times. I like to have a clear mind, remember things the right way, take care of myself. Thanks to First Person, I can take a more active role in my brain's overall health. First Person supplements made with functional mushrooms aim to stimulate the body's natural production of specific neurotransmitters that trigger activities like energy, mood, and sleep. Three damn big things right there. Start improving your brain health and cognition with First Person. Take it from Bob himself. It's a no-brainer. Get 15% off your first order by going to getfirstperson.com and use code DUMB. That's getfirstperson.com. Code DUMB for 15% off your first order. Again, getfirstperson.com, code DUMB. Start taking care of your brain today. You want a clear mind. You want a clear brain. You can't go wrong with First Person. Gentlemen, 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 bring them in early. Bring them in often. You do have Mikey V, who looks like a fucking bro. The shoulders look larger than ever right now here today. Could be the angle. Could be the angle. And then, of course, I mean, you always have a special Giuseppe D when you got him in the Magic Johnson jersey. It's my favorite cold cuts is the Magic Johnson jersey cold cuts. Joey D, can you check in with the folks here, please?
Hey, Bob.
Are you struggling a little bit today, Cutsy?
No, I'm good.
Are you sure, no,
Joseph?
If you are struggling, you're in Nantucket right now. There's nothing wrong if you are struggling to say, hey, you know what? I'm hurting today, boys.
No, I'm good. I'm good. We had a late night last night. And
you know, you don't look.
Oh, he's drinking out of the red Solo cup. You talk about the sign of an absolute bender. This guy just took a big swig out of a red Solo cup after saying that he's not hungover.
I don't get hangovers, Bob. You know this. I'm not hungover. I'm tired. I'm a little tired. I had a late night last night. I feel good. I'm ready to go. I'm up and ready. I'm going to crush this pod.
Let me ask you, Cutsy. Do you think that you could be honest with me, do you think that I oversell Nantucket, or is Nantucket as magical of a place as I've spoken?
No, it's friggin' awesome. This place is great, Bear Down. Now, Bear Down would do very well here because, you can see for, like, miles. It's like, so Bear Down would stand out, like, with his height and everything. He'd do very well here. It's not a bad thing, Bob. Will you stop laughing? Like, I'm trying to
see. Wait. So I would enjoy Nantucket because I'm tall. That's why I would enjoy Nantucket, because of my height. That's very interesting.
I'm saying it's a very old historical place. A lot of the building stuff are smaller, but like you can see, Bob, will you stop it?
What's wrong with I'm laughing?
Because you're trying to make it seem like I'm poking fun at Bear Down. I'm not.
I'm absolutely not. I'm just laughing. I find it funny.
I think a man of Bear Down size would do very, very well for himself in more ways than one. It's actually, plus, by the way, Bob, the girls down here are absolutely stunning.
I believe it.
Yeah, they're real nice. The good looking girls. The food down here is great. I had myself a 2-pound lobster yesterday, which was one of my faves, drawn butter. I will say this, the boiled lobster with drawn butter, you're hard pressed to find a better meal than that. For me, if I'm going seafood, I started with the New England clam chowder and then the boiled lobster. And I'm telling you, I'm having a day. And yesterday we did a beach day, and I'm not a real beach guy, but we did like a 5-hour beach day, and they do it right down here. You drive right on the beach. They have all the chairs. They have the little fold-up tents. We didn't have the flags like Mikey V, so we weren't that good. But, I mean, aside from that.
I don't think they'd allow it on Nantucket. I really don't.
We had the cornhole going on.
That type of setup was one of the most New Jersey setups of all time, to where I don't think Nantucket would have left. A lot of things that can fly on the Jersey Shore. When I mean, Bear Down took up half the fucking beach.
That is a private beach that we were on. That's a private. So the complex that we stay in, that area, that is solely for the residents of that complex. So that is a private beach. You have to wear a wristband, all of that. So for the price you pay, I mean, they're not going to tell us that you can't fly the flags and put up a couple tents if you want to.
Yeah, I mean, but Nantucket, the thing with Nantucket is these guys in Nantucket, they're all snowbirds. They are so out of touch with the normal society because they are so filthy rich.
Yeah.
And they hang out with the so filthy rich that... are they not on just another planet, Joe? They don't know.
Funny, Bob. It's like everybody's cloned. It's like one prototype. Yeah,
it's all the same person.
Just a million different variations. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen a Latino. I think I've seen only like a couple black people down here. There's nobody. It's just all prototypical same person. And it's pretty wild. It's I don't know if I fit in. I bought a couple shirts that make me look like I fit in, but I don't know. I'm doing well down here. I feel like I'm crushing it a little bit, but it's a good time. Definitely a good time.
That's gotta be one of the only Magic Johnson jerseys on the island.
Yeah, I don't think I'll be wearing this out. I love it around the house, but
I love it. That it's my favorite cutsy when that Magic Johnson jersey comes out.
You know what I want to get? I want to get the Shaquille O'Neal, the Orlando Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah.
Jersey.
Oh yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. That's actually pretty fucking cool. The old school Magic home jersey.
That's nice.
Now, Mikey V is this move for Mikey V from house to house is still going on.
You're not moved in yet.
He's
Mikey
not moved
v?
In yet. This is
yeah. I moved in. I am no longer a resident of my old residence. I am officially in my new house, but I mean the house is in disarray. All right, there's just a lot still to be done. I mean, there's just a ton of work. I mean, we did a full gut of like two floors, so.
But Mikey,
people don't realize when is this
moving truck gonna come?
This guy,
I'm at the point
stop.
In this move to where I would
I'm getting restless.
Move.
I haven't even moved.
I'm having anxiety to where you know what I'm gonna do? Me and Joe are gonna send you a U-Haul. We're gonna send you some movers because I'm sick of the move.
No, you guys, the move is done. Everything we moved, so we moved literally. The moving guys moved all our stuff days before vacation. We dumped all our stuff in the new house. They weren't done painting yet. They're still painting our kitchen today. And we had to leave for vacation literally the very next day. So we dumped all our shit. It's in the garage. It's in the house. It's all over the place.
Do we
left for vacation. We came back from vacation. We had to drop one kid with my mother, the other kid with her mother, because the kids can't come back to the house yet because it's in such disarray. Oh, so today, all I'm doing on my day off before I return to work tomorrow, all I'm doing today is literally trying to get everything as best in order as
do
I can. The cable guy is going to be here any minute. I don't even know. The cable guy's going to be here. I can finally get a little Wi-Fi.
Mikey V, can I like hire you a Task Rabbit or something to help you out today?
Bro, it is brutal, bro.
And by the way, is Paul Caffone, do we have an update on the new man cave? Is that almost on the way?
He's split on the scene.
The man cave will be, the estimated finish time for the man cave is August 1. Probably. I'll be wrapped. August 1.
I mean,
it's so ridiculous.
Remember
guy
this. Just
his
remember
stuff
this.
Into his
gentlemen,
house yet,
gentlemen.
But he's got
we got to be in
I
for
want
college
you to remember
football.
This.
As long as it's ready for
that's
college football.
100%.
All right.
And that's how I feel. As long as it's ready for week one college, or technically they call it week zero college. As long as it's ready for that first kick, I'm fine. But just remember this and remember it well. The old adage, Rome wasn't built in a day.
Oh, Jesus.
Remember
Christ.
That.
It's a
Rome
man
wasn't
cave.
Built
it's
in a day.
It's not Florence, Italy. Dude,
I disagree. I disagree.
The Colosseum, Bear Down.
Christ, you leave. Hear this guy.
This will be the Colosseum. This will be the Colosseum of northern New Jersey.
Rome
now,
wasn't
can
built
you,
in
can,
a day. It's a basement.
Bear Down, can you give us a couple features that the new Bear Cave will
yes.
have?
What can we
Because I'm very excited to know, because I want to come visit for a game this year. I want to kind of know what to expect.
So
you have a bar now?
A full bar, a big, big bar. So there was a bar left in the house. The previous owner had a big custom bar built. That's the only thing in the basement that we didn't touch. We just removed the countertop, Going to put some nice stone countertop on that. So there's going to be a big full service bar for you with the slop sink right underneath. You got your whole setup there. The little refrigerator will be there for beverages. Another big refrigerator on the other side of the basement. Full washer dryer setup on the
other
side.
Which, by the way, Bearon, we will make sure we get filled with Corona when we come.
Yeah, absolutely. Whatever you want to fill with it. I mean, you fill it. And then you got your summer kitchen on the other side of the basement. But the side that you're most concerned with, you're going to have the TV. So I've been debating back and forth on what exact television, but I'm going to go with the OLED, which gives the deepest blacks, the sharpest, deepest blacks. I'm going to get the OLED hung, a big, big jumbo screen hung, obviously. The seating arrangement will be nice. Dartboard, poker table, all of that. I mean, it's going to be something special. It's
going
to be special.
How big is this basement?
It's about 1,000 square feet.
Holy shit.
The basement's the size of my apartment, Bob.
Yeah, you know what?
Yeah, it's a big basement.
Yeah.
That's why it's taken a while to get done. I mean, it's not like a basement like you see on like MTV Cribs or something.
Sounds like it.
Well, you never know. Don't put it past Bearon, I tell you what.
Yeah,
I'll give you another line to remember from Jurassic Park, Joseph. Remember this now. What Dr. Hammond said. Spared no expense. Remember that.
Yeah. And you know what? I'll give you another line. If you build it, they will come.
That's another good one.
You know what, Tim?
Maybe we could charge admissions for this place to come see. It sounds so damn cool.
He's so excited about the basement. We're going to go over to his house. There's going to be nothing in the living room. There's going to be nothing upstairs. It's just
but that's fine because we'll spend the whole time in the cave and Holly will be in disarray. But gentlemen, we'll be ready for football season. That's for sure.
Gentlemen, we got a big one here today. Okay. I'm excited for this because this is a young man really – look, he's making it. He's quietly making his mark on the podcast right now. Now, for those who don't know, Jet is overwhelmed with Bob Does Sports Work. So we've had a long.
That's the understatement of the century.
Yeah, like it was getting to a point where Jet was just lashing out left and right when he was.
I was concerned.
He needed a little bit of a break from the show. He's got a lot going on, so. In came the big ticket, who's one of our boys here, and he's done a tremendous job. Yeah, he really has. He's done a tremendous job. Now, something came arise, and Joe, I think it was between you and Ticket how it started. A hot dog challenge we're looking at here today.
It's so random, to be honest, because I guess there was a 4th of July, and Ticket's never talked about being a big eater or that he could do food challenges or anything like that. And all of a sudden, he just comes out and says, I'm going to eat 10 hot dogs in 10 minutes. I'm like, and I had to chime in because, Bob, I still have PTSD from our freaking nine hot dog challenge where we chuffed our freaking brains out. And bottom line is I think that people, they don't take this challenge seriously enough. Now, Bearon, you agree, eating 10 hot dogs, a hot dog a minute, it's not an easy feat, and people just think it's like, oh, it's no problem. But like the ramifications it has on your body and like how difficult to do it, it's not something to be taken lightly. So I just said to Ticket, I said, I don't think you could do that. I think you should set a more realistic goal. Do 6 hot dogs in 10 minutes. And then anything you do past that is a bonus. So he took it very personally. He got very, awry and now he wants to do it live and listen, I'm rooting for the guy. I really am. I hope he does it, but
he was even going to do it. He was even going to do it just off air. I said, first of all,
No. I said, I want to see it with my own eyes.
That's it. That's one of the most ludicrous things I think I've ever seen, even just between us. So I said, fuck that. Let's do it on the podcast. But I think what the total is, and we talked about it a little on the podcast last week, I think it was 8 hot dogs in 10 minutes.
He wanted to do more, so he wanted to do 9.
Let's bring Ticket and Bearon. Your thoughts on, because I think people think of the hot dog challenge, they see Joey Chestnut. Not that they think that they could do Joey Chestnut numbers, they almost feel like they do. And when me and Cutsy did it again, the brioche bun for us was a big thing. The brioche bun changes everything.
Well, we also had those
dogs that you guys were eating were like canoes. They were like big old meaty suckers. And that, I think that's the whole key here. What kind of hot dog is he going to be eating? Just straight like dirty water dogs, traditional like very like cafeteria bought.
Yeah, like the Oscar Mayer wieners.
Yeah, but the only thing that I'll say is even if it is the dirty water dog,
the buns he's still.
with the bun. Yeah, and by the way, for 10 minutes,
Is he going to dunk the bun into the water?
Like, yeah, some like Kobayashi style. I don't know what he's
bring
got.
Him in, should we bring him in now?
Yeah, let's bring him in and see what the hell
let's bring in the ticket. Ladies and gentlemen, let's give a nice, warm, round introduction. A nice applause. This man has been working behind the scenes time and time again, week after week. We would like to introduce you to the Philly native. That is the Big Ticket. Coming in hot here. He's going to have to connect to the visual there, Ticket. You'll
well,
get
we might have
there.
A problem with the hot dogs if he can't even connect with the visual.
Yeah. Now, again, a lot going around the hot dog as far as what hot dog's going to be. What's fascinating to me, I think a lot of times with these hot dog challenges, or even when me and Joe.
There he is.
Ladies and gentlemen, warm round of applause for the Ticket.
What a great
right
shirt.
There.
What a great shirt.
This is the man who's ready and prepared. He was probably up at 5 a.m. this morning just putting his reps in.
Dude, I will say about the Ticket and the Jet, like if you give them something like a rowback, like if you get a big box or something, like they appreciate the living hell out of that. And you're going to see them in it time and time again. Big Ticket, welcome to the program here, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Mikey V. First time, long time. Really excited to be here.
Now, Ticket. Let me,
it's not a radio call in here, Tick.
I like that.
Tick, let me ask you something, okay? Because you, something that Ticket was worried about is that he would be called out by Bear Down in regards to the Thumans. He thought that Bear Down was going to want the Thumans hot dog, which me and Joe still have no idea what a Thumans hot dog is. Ticket, what type of dogs are we working with here today?
We're going to be working with MLE regulation, Nathan's dogs and buns. I mean, it's what Joey puts down. It's what I'm going to put down. I have no qualms about it.
Okay, and then Ticket, what was the total regular? By the way,
it's
Ticket,
one of the most absurd things we've ever done.
Ticket, for our casual, listeners, can we get the full the acronym breakdown for MLE, please?
Major League Eating.
Thank you. It's regulation.
Yo, Ticket kept putting into the group chat his DPM, and I was like, what the fuck is DPM? He's been training for this.
Dogs per minute.
Yeah.
I'm looking for 1.5 DPMs.
1.5 DPMs?
No, 1.5 DPMs.
Do we all agree?
I really want to do it, by the way.
We do. We absolutely do. We are all on the same page that we're okay with the Nathan's hot dog. To me, I think that's more.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, I have no issue with that at all. Now, Ticket, what's our number right now that we agreed on?
Well, Joe told me I couldn't eat more than 8. So my number is 8. I want to get over 8. I want to see myself, but I also believe I can reach that 1.5 DPM. So I want to see me put down at least 12 dogs in 10 minutes.
Oh, jeez. How many do you have there?
Got the water here. They're going to be going down. It's going to be beautiful. It's going to be a stretch, though. It's going to be a stretch. 10 a.m., you cannot say that's the optimal time, but I'm not about excuses. I'm here to eat some dogs and prove some people wrong.
Wow.
I mean, this guy's got his game face on hold.
Yeah, and he was, by the way, we mentioned it on the last podcast. All of a sudden, we started getting videos from Ticket in our group chat of just him in his backyard just fucking stuffing
them. Stuffing them down.
Now, what method? What's the method you're using?
Well, I'm going to begin with the dunk and dive. That's where my sweet spot is. I like to start there. But when I get to about 6, 7, I'm going to switch over to the Solomon technique. And if need be, I will go to divide and conquer.
What is Solomon and what is divide and conquer?
Divide and conquer has got to be when you take the dog off the bun, right? Take it and you go separate.
Yeah, that's exactly correct.
Wait, what's Solomon?
Solomon is where you remove 2 dogs from the buns. You take them, you snap them in half, and you just soak them down. And then you take the bun and you dip it in the water and you put it in a little ball and it just slides.
Yeah. I mean, this guy's done his research.
I'm hearing this. I'm thinking, you're going to need more than 10 minutes. He's got too many tactics going on. So Mikey V, let me ask you.
Do we have something. A timer, Bob?
Yeah, I'm going to get the timer going. I want to ask you, Mikey V. I mean, sounds like our number is 8. If he's shooting for 12, just from what you've heard from a confidence standpoint, if you're Westgate Sportsbook, okay, what's your line at ticket right now, 10 minutes? And I want the followers to really get
involved. Prize Picks, over under.
There we go. And by the
way, I got
Joe,
the over under.
By the way, did you know that you could go to Prize Picks today and type in the boys? That's the promo boys. Code the boys is going to get you a free $100. Mikey V's rocking the merch right now. Gear up for football season. We're slowly taking some stabs at bets now to build that balance up for football season.
Yes.
And pass the baton to Mikey V for football season. Prize Picks, the boys is going to be your promo code. Let's bet together. Let's enjoy sports wagering together. Now, I want people to put in the comments. Mikey V is going to give the line. Again, Ticket, you went high with that 12. So I do want to shoot it over to Mikey V for what you think the line would be. And then I want people to put down into the comments what they like over under before it starts. With that being said, Mikey V, I want to head on over to you.
Well, I put on the hat for the Brett Musburger, the Brett Musburger fedora. You are looking live, ladies and gentlemen. You are looking live.
Like I would say, guy, yeah.
here's the thing. I originally had a number in mind for the over-under, but given Ticket's confidence, I think the line now and the training and the sheer knowledge, the encyclopedia level knowledge of hot dog eating that Ticket has obviously displayed to everyone here. I don't think there's any question about that. I think the line now has to be set at over under 9.5 dogs.
I swear to you, that was going to be, because the way he hyped up, he banged himself by, we were going to get him like the 8 dogs. He totally banged himself.
He should have gone lower than what he would expected. So everything would have been
disrespected, but I'll play ball.
You know what Ticket is like now? He's like McGregor when he walks into the UFC ring like this with his arms flailing.
Right. By the way,
big great, dick energy going right now, Bob.
Great guy.
Till this day, Joe, if I ask you the two worst takes in Brilliantly Dumb Show history, what are those two takes?
Conor McGregor's got to be the first one, and then
bubblegum ice cream.
Will you stop with the bubblegum ice cream?
You know
what would you say is the two worst takes, Bob?
To be honest with you, I was going to say bear down having Conor McGregor top five, most likely that you would let your sister date. And then I was going to go with his McDonald's one after burying them and then two items.
Yeah, he took McDonald's as a worst.
Yeah.
Does everyone forget Rafiki, though? Rafiki
was horrible. Top five that wrestlers.
We knew that one. Yeah, we knew that one. Where this was going to backfire was the Venicini
There's been some bad takes.
So let's get ready for the main event.
No.
Yeah. Perfect.
I don't want to build up the anticipation anymore. Now, Ticket, how many dogs you have there total?
We have 12 here, but we have 13 here. But I've got bigger Ticket over here, ready to go down, make some more dogs.
You could do more than 13?
I don't. That's why there's 13 here.
So
if I'm rolling, he's ready to go down.
I hope you break the sound barrier here.
So bigger ticket is the father of Big Ticket, big fan of the program. So shout out Bigger Ticket. What Bigger Ticket's gonna have to do if he starts seeing him mow these down? I guess he's gonna have to put a dog on the grill.
It's like a handoff.
Morning. But here's the deal. It's 9.5 was the line that Mikey set. We're going to go on Mikey V's go. And folks, put into the comments, do you like the over? Do you like the under? Giuseppe D's got something to say here.
I just want to know, are you taking the over or under, Bob? And then Mikey V, what are you taking?
With the confidence that I saw, I am taking the over. I think he gets 10 on the dot.
Mikey?
Yeah, I have to go over. I mean, he's got 13 dogs plated with more in reserve. I mean, I'm going to have to go over. Maybe
I'm going to go under. I'm going to go 9 dogs. And this is sheer motivation to help propel him to do better. But I'm going to go with the under. You guys have the over. Where's the timer, Bob? We need.
I got the timer right here. It's going to be on my phone.
The people.
I'm going to be showing it right now for the audio listeners. I'm going to try and do a good play-by-play
commentary.
Here.
Yeah.
Just to put that out there, if Ticket has 13 dogs ready and he puts up like a 6 spot in 10 minutes, it's a bad look.
We're going to bury him.
It's a bad look.
Mikey's gonna
have to
change.
He's gonna have to change his name to Small Ticket.
Ticket, I'm sorry, not to nitpick here. Can you just point the camera down just a little bit so we see can see dogs. The dogs? Yeah, just fair, a little fair. Bit.
There we go. There fair. We go.
That's perfect.
That's perfect.
Okay, Mikey V, we are gonna go on your go here. This is the Brilliantly Dumb Show Tuesday after Tuesday, 10 in the morning. Big Ticket, as many dogs as he can do. Mikey V, we'll take it to you.
Ticket, it's going to be a 3-2-1 go, okay? Not 3-2-1 start, 3-2-1 go, and then you start. Okay, ready. 3-2-1 go.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is out of the gates here, and he's going with the dip and dump. Now, oh, my God.
Dude, he's going to choke himself.
He is really – here's the deal. He is – and, folks, we will keep you updated. He has been – this is his Super Bowl. There's no doubt about it. He's I think you could say he's one dog in already.
There's one down.
How do you feel about
how many seconds are we in right now? That's one down already.
One down, 22 seconds.
Whoa. Now, the problem is I think sometimes you go too fast too early, then you don't, you overdo it. Like, you have to pace yourself throughout a competition of such rigorous estate as this.
Now I worry about the – he wants to do a dog. He's about to put down number two. He's 45 seconds in and two dogs. His goal was 1.5 DPMs, and right now – I worry about the DPM.
We're still on dog two. We're still on dog two.
We're still on dog two. But if he gets two per minute, then in 10 minutes, he could do well over 30.
Dog two is down.
We're in 1 minute.
1 minute.
1 minute, dog two down. But I agree with what you said, Joe. Minute six to do two dogs, but he's really off to a great pace. Dog
well, that's
three.
Great. But Bob, you know, when we did the hot dog challenge, when you get to 5, 6, 7 dogs, that's the turning point. That's the turning of the tide. That's when you have to dig deep. You have to really like summon. But whoa, he is throttling that thing down his throat.
Dog
that
three
is
almost
pretty
done.
Impressive from the ticket. He's jumping around now. Little back and forth action here. He looks like Rocky in the ring. But
I'll tell you what, his biceps, Ticket. I know you can't comment right now, but he looks good, dude. He looks really, really good. Did he roll up the sleeves?
He's three dogs down now. Oh, he's doing the Solomon method now.
He is going to the Solomon method. Early to the Solomon method. Now, we thought the Solomon method was going to come around dog 5, 6. He's on to the Solomon method at 3 here.
Well, no, he's done 3. Now, this would be 2 more. This would put him at 5.
Wow.
This would put him at 5, and he's just at 2 minutes now. He's got to do these 2 buns. Well, now he's broke.
Oh, man.
Mikey,
those buns are going to sit in his stomach like 2 clay balls.
Well, we can't think about that now. We get all positive energy here, Mikey. We are 2 minutes, 20 seconds in, and this is dog number 4 that he's at.
Well, no, 4 and 5. He's finishing 4 and 5.
That's the Solomon
method. That's the Solomon method. Now, I think this is the second half of the bun now. This would put him at 5. He's at 2.5 minutes. He is really off to a very good start. Come on, Ticket. Keep going.
Come on, Tick.
Like, at this rate now, I really want him to do more than 13 almost now. Like, I'm getting excited.
What are you seeing here, Mikey V?
I thought I saw a little regurgitation.
Little burp up?
He got through it. The rolled up rollback sleeves could be the difference here.
Yeah. Could. And I'll tell you this, man. I will say, we take it. First off, I asked him to do this at 10 in the morning, and he's splitting another dog. Ticket is really
7 now. Bro, 3 minutes in.
Seven.
He has been, you can't say that this guy has not put in the time, not just to the Brilliantly Dumb Show, but then for this, like, dude, he's been getting ready kind of in silence. Like, yeah, he sent us the prep videos. Him and Bigger Ticket have been absolutely going out. And I know Bigger Ticket's in attendance, but I do want to let the folks know Big Ticket got his name. He was a West Virginia, he was attending West Virginia University and used to stand outside of the football stadium and sell pot. If you wanted a ticket to the game, you would ask for a ticket. But if you wanted weed, you would ask for a big ticket, and that's how you would know that you wanted weed. So, shout out Mountaineers. What are we on here, Joey?
6 and 7. 6 and 7. Now he's putting the buns down. God. 6 and 7. We're less than 4 minutes. I mean,
this is unbelievable.
He looks like a big barnyard rooster.
He's getting loud. He's starting to laugh at that comment.
Dude,
we can't.
It's at 4 minutes. How many dogs? Is this 7?
This is 7. If he finishes this, I mean, he's going to blow.
Fly over
at this point. I mean, but I just worry about he might have a little lapse. Like, he's got to stay He's got to stay the course. He really has to. The bonds is what gets you, Mikey. But you're absolutely right. They accumulate, and it feels like you have like this hollow stomach that's been filled with a crater. It's just, it's not good.
Yeah, I mean, me and Joe, I think, I mean, for me, it was like dog 4 or 5 where I'm like, this is going to be a big, big problem.
Oh, he's feeling it now.
Yeah, he's starting to feel it. I mean, he's starting to slow down. But
the buns are sitting up here. The buns are sitting in the esophagus.
Right? Yeah, but he's got some time to work with. He's still got 5 minutes.
He's got a lot of time.
And he's at 7 dogs now. He's going 8 and 9 right now with the Solomon method now.
With the Solomon method, by the way, if he could get that 2 dogs per minute on this minute right here, he could cruise.
I wanted to do 13 dogs. I think it would be a great showing for the Brilliantly Dumb Show. It'd be a real groundbreaking moment.
I don't think you're getting
no. What if he does the 13? Is his dad got the hot dogs ready on standby?
I think bigger tickets ready to go. But you know what though? It's starting to hit right now. He's at 5:20.
Yeah, he's starting to slow down.
The Solomon method. Go ahead, Mikey V.
It looks like a hay barrel got put underneath his shirt. Right now. His shirt just keeps expanding.
It really becoming the Hulk. I'm impressed.
This is 8 and 9. Oh, whoa, he just took a huge chug of water there.
Wow.
8 and 9. He's got to do the buns now, I think, still to finish 8 and 9. But I tell you what, 8 and 9, I mean, he's not even at 6 minutes here, Bob.
It's unbelievable. I mean, look, he was ready to go for this. We got to do, if he hits that over, there's something that we got to do.
I mean, we should give him maybe like a little segment for the next week or something.
Something, because this is wildly impressive, ladies and gentlemen. He's on, is this 8 now?
Eight and 9 with the Solomon method here now. I mean, he's at 6 minutes. He's going buns now. He's really digging deep.
This
here.
Is crazy.
I wish like the audio listeners could be watching this because he's really, I mean, he's just, the commitment from the young man is unprecedented.
Mikey V, are you surprised at what you're seeing right now?
the man came in with a lot of confidence.
He did.
You know, confidence is the mark of the champion. So that's really something different there. His lats, I could see his lats exploding now. So those dogs are just finding their way into every orifice of his body. They're just trying to make space.
By the way, he is another thing we didn't mention. Ticket is moving from South Carolina to Los Angeles tomorrow. So whoever is on that plane ride, who's ever in that row with him tomorrow,
get the emergency exit row for Ticket. For the love of God.
That's okay, gonna be an awful.
Where are we at, Bob? We're at 7 minutes. This is his 8th and 9th dog are officially down the hatch.
Can we get an official confirmation from Ticket that we got 8 or 9 down?
8 and 9. Yeah. 8 and 9 done. He's got 4 dogs left there.
I've been 8 and 9. The hawk. 8 and 9. No, 8 and 9.
This is where the digging deep really comes into play here.
Here's the over with about 2 minutes and change left to come.
Oh, yeah. The over's
not there yet.
I'll tell you.
Oh, and if he pukes, by the way, Bob, if he pukes,
it's over. Pukes is immediate DQ.
Immediate DQ.
Now, I'll tell you this. The Solomon method is one that...
Oh, he's about to rip
he's struggling. This is where it really gets dicey here, Bob.
For you right audio now. Listeners out there, we're approaching 8 minutes, so we'll give him 2 minutes left. It is a fucking grind right now. And like Bear Down said, those Franks are finding every single open spot in his body. Right now. He started off looking shredded. Now, I mean, those dogs are, you see these dogs piling in, and he's really good. We're on, this could be 10 here.
10 and 11, Bob. 10 and 11.
Come on.
He's got to do the buns. He's got to do the buns. I want him to do the 13. Come on, Tick.
Give us that 1.5.
This is where you dig deep. This is where you separate the men from the boys here, Dick, right now.
He is approaching.
Did he go? He went Solomon method.
He's been going Solomon method for a while here.
Yeah.
Now he's going to finish these. He's probably going to have about a minute and a half left to do the last 2 dogs, which would put him at 13, which to me would be
a massive
success.
He's going to have less than a minute.
He's got to put these 2 buns down very fast.
These buns got to go.
These buns got to go down if he wants to do the 13. I mean,
He's hurting.
Whoa!
What was that?
Brett. We will get confirmation, Breyer. But I do believe that was Brett.
Was that throw up?
We're gonna have to check.
I do think it was Brett.
Focus, Dick. You have 46 seconds for the rest of your life here, Ticket.
What's our number 46 at right seconds. Now?
He's at 11. He's putting 11 down right now. He's got two dogs left. This is the bun for the 11th. He's gonna have. Come on, Ticket. You got to do this.
You got to dig.
Give me at least one more dog. Get me to 12, Ticket.
You
got to
really
dig.
He's got
32 seconds. 30 seconds left, Ticket. Come on.
Holy shit,
ladies and gentlemen. I don't know if we're going to get 12.
You can cash the over. The over is cashed.
Come on, Ticket. You got one more hot dog. 15 seconds. Divide and conquer. Divide and conquer. You got 15 seconds.
I think that's all she wrote.
I think that's all we wrote. Yeah, that's going to be 11 dogs.
Spare them. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the big ticket.
Now, let me see the swallow.
You talk about.
That's what she said, folks.
You talk about laying it all. That's what the Brilliantly Dumb Show is about.
All right, Ticket. There it is. 11 dogs.
Happy to be here.
Ticket. 11 dogs in 10 minutes.
How do you feel right now?
Not good.
Yeah, that's
not good. My regulation is I got to keep this sucker down for at least 30 minutes, and then you will see some refunding on my end. Just now, out of health reasons, sodium, it's got to come out.
Ticket, in all honesty, are you working your other job right now? Like, are you on the clock?
Yeah. Normally take a break around 1 o'clock. Had to take it real early. They were concerned. I'm a bit concerned for myself right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, you talk about, keep in mind, folks, this is 10 in the morning East Coast time right now, which just sounds impressive. So let's give one last round of applause.
Well done, Ticket. We're proud of you. Very proud of you.
Thanks for having me, John.
I'm going to say this before Ticket leaves, and I wasn't going to say it when it happened, but if this was a real, if I was like working the DraftKings board or, you know, the Prize Picks board or any board, the live odds would have went up to 10.5 once he showed that play to 13 dogs with dogs in reserve.
Yes.
Live line would have went up to 10.5 because the confidence in this man, he was mowing these dogs down. But I tell you what, as quickly as he got through 8, that brick wall, once it hits you, man, that brick wall.
Yeah.
Also, it's the buns. It's the buns.
Keep in mind, he's got a Detroit Lions hat on, and anybody who comes in with a Lions hat on is ready
real
for some dogs. Yeah,
come from behind, baby. Come back, kids.
Ticket, you've been doing sensational work on the podcast. Sensational work to the hot dogs. Now, enjoy the rest of your day. It'll be a rough flight tomorrow, but that's neither here nor there because we're focused on today.
Thanks, Bobby Boy. Thanks for having me. Thanks, Mikey V. Thanks, Joe. And I will see you guys at the airport tomorrow.
Love your Tick.
You're the best, Ticket.
Do you believe this guy?
One of the most preposterous things I've ever watched.
And
he should be flown out first class for that.
You know what? I would be willing for that's content. That's a write-off as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, it's business.
That is a business expense if I've ever heard. Big Ticket. I hope the folks on the audio could still enjoy that. I highly recommend going over to the YouTube to check that out. Mikey V, for how confident he was, okay? Mind you, that was impressive, but that's what my number would have been. I would have put it at 9.5 on the dot.
Yeah. I mean, live odds, I think, though, if we're really talking like sick degenerate gambling and the live odds, I swear to God, the line would have moved one more dog up when he showed the play to 13 dogs. Because that, to me, told me that this guy, there was no way. He would have been extremely embarrassed had he fallen 5 dogs short. So yeah. I think that move pushed that line. And then if we had it at 10.5, I mean, we would have been right on the button. He barely finished 11. No.
And also, too, the different methods that he said he was going to use, he had a plan.
It was calculated.
Yeah, it really was. And he attacked it accordingly. Folks, we need to interrupt the Real and the Dumb Show to let you know about the one, the only, the AG1 coming out of the Boys and Girls from Athletic Greens. You talk about something that I'm taking every goddamn day. You're talking about AG1 from Athletic Greens. Pop AG1 into a strawberry banana smoothie every morning the way that Bob does, and then you could go ahead and thank me later. With one delicious scoop of Athletic Greens. You're absorbing 75 high quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, and more. Start the day right. It gives me a little bit of a pep to my step, keeps me healthy, keeps me clean, and most importantly for me, supports gut health. With the way that I eat, Lord knows that I need it. AG1 as well is a small micro habit with big benefits. It's one thing you can do every single day to take great care of yourself. Your subscription with Athletic Greens comes with a year's supply of vitamin D, which is so important to add in these winter months or even southern months where we get some sunlight and we don't get as much sunlight. Regardless of when you're taking it, rain, shine, or snow, Athletic Greens is a no-brainer. Now, to make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/dumb. Again, that is athleticgreens.com/dumb to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. You heard it here first. Pop their AG1 into a strawberry banana smoothie 5-6 days a week. You can thank me later. I do want to get into our top five. Before anything, I wanted to ask it last week because to me, these guys just don't drop the ball. And it seems like there was a little bit of an issue for Mikey V. Mikey V, did you have a issue with your Wendy's chicken sandwich last week? Oh, did yeah. I see that right? I meant to mention that last, because that's shocking.
Wendy's,
me.
You don't have issues with Wendy's. Wendy's I've gone
back-to-back orders of spicy chicken sandwiches at Wendy's, and this chicken patty was an absolute, both times, two different Wendy's locations, mind you.
No
two
different locations.
The patty was this, it was paper thin. I mean, I put it up because it was so embarrassing. It was like a fried piece of it reminded me of like a cafeteria chicken patty. It's very sad to see. I hope they're not going to get like McDonald's and they're going to start resting on their laurels, and they think just because of who they are, they could just start pushing out.
Wendy is consistent. She's the model of consistency.
Yeah. I don't disagree with that. I don't disagree. The most well-rounded fast food establishment in America, by my estimation. However, the chicken patty of the spicy chicken sandwich, I think it's fallen behind the Chick-Kings of the world, the Chick-fil-A's of the world, the Popeyes of the world. I don't think they're on that thick patty level. I think they've dated themselves.
I know you got something to say. I got something to say in regards to this too. I'll let you go ahead.
I was just going to say, I hope this isn't another shameless plug where he can then talk about the chicken. I hope it's not, because that would be, you know, Wendy should not suffer at anyone else's expense.
Bob, come to my aid here. You saw the picture I put up, obviously. That was a pathetic patty. Was it not a pathetic patty?
No, I'm going to be honest with you, Mikey V. I do think that you are so used to the chicken and that overly, you know, 1200 calorie chicken sandwich.
Yeah,
to where
everybody can handle that.
I do think that your judgment is a little bit clouded on the chicken sandwiches now.
Okay, forget the chicken. You're a Chick-fil-A guy, Bob. Compare the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich to that patty that you saw the picture of.
Well Chick-fil-A is the number one chicken sandwich. So no, I mean you can't compare it. Now I will say I got Wendy's as my number two for fast food overall, but no, I'm not going to compare Chick-fil-A and Wendy's, but I do think that your judgment on any chicken sandwich is a little bit clouded by the Chick-King. I think the Chick-King changed you. I really do.
It did.
Oh, okay.
Changed
me for the better. Changed me for the better.
Okay.
Well, Burger King, if you're listening, we would love to sponsor.
I have no interest. No.
You telling me you would turn down a sponsorship with Burger King?
No, of course. I'm not saying I would turn it down. However, is when I need a chicken sandwich that's going to satisfy me, I might not go to Wendy's anymore. That's what I'm saying.
See, can I make a statement? I wouldn't go to Wendy's for a chicken sandwich. I would go to Wendy's for their burgers. They're so good. Like,
the burger,
you get a 4-pounder and a bacon.
Burgers never miss. It's like
if I want a chicken sandwich, I'd probably go to like Popeyes or Chick-fil-A to get a chicken sandwich. And
well,
you stick
like
with
to
what
get
they.
A little chicken.
Fair enough. Listen, you're merited in your argument.
I think the move now will be the double classic with cheese.
That's a great one.
A small order of the nuggets perhaps, and then the small chocolate frosty, obviously, to dunk the fries in.
You didn't like the frosty too, Bob, wasn't it?
The strawberry Frosty sucked. It was
horrible. What did it taste like? Pepto-Bismol or what?
It tasted like a watered-down soft-serve ice cream. It tasted like a watered-down soft-serve ice cream. I like soft-serve ice cream, but it tasted watered down.
If you're going to go Frosty, you go chocolate and you don't turn
back.
You stay there and yep. you really don't change. That's right. There's no That's need right. to change.
Well, the peppermint one they had was really good.
No, that was
McDonald's. That was McDonald's.
Wasn't that Chick-fil-A?
No,
it was Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A had the peppermint, like the special winter peppermint, which was fucking fantastic. Delicious. Delicious. Okay. Coming from a guy who knows mint. Delicious.
All right, boys. Well, again, to be determined on the what I do want to start doing, though, by the way, like Arby's came out with a Wagyu hamburger. I think we ought to start reviewing this stuff on the show.
Social media? Or on the show?
On the show. I like doing it on the show. I like, you know, when we did the Chick King on the show, I found that fascinating. I mean, I love that stuff. Maybe it's just me. You're talking to the same guy who has a Rayo's shirt on right now. So that stuff is I'm into.
That shirt.
It's the best shirt. I mean, the things we did to get this shirt. Did you see Aaron Judge and the Yankees sitting at our Rayo's table?
At the same table that we were at.
The exact table. I tell you, man. That to me will go down as one of
God bless diamonds.
Just one of the most special dinners of all time. No question.
It was a special night for a special group of young men. I'll tell you what, that night will go on undefeated for a long time.
It really will.
We got to make Bob. I'm just going to throw it out there. We got to make another New York trip in the next few months. It's got to happen. Yankees the Audi playoffs. Club needs it. You know,
well, I think we said Yankees, a Yankees playoff game. And then I think, right, Bob, we said Jets, Bears at MetLife, I believe.
No, I say that? Because you know what, to be honest with you.
He doesn't like going to football games. It's the most disgusting.
That's fine. The last thing I want to do.
I will be there. I'll be there. But
the last thing I want to do on a Sunday is spend it at MetLife when you could be on the couch, you could be in the cave, you could have the red zone. I mean, we've talked about this.
But to watch your team, though, Bob, is special.
And watch them at home. I don't need to be there. You know what? Jet fans are miserable. We're all miserable. The franchise is miserable. You don't want to sit in misery. You want to be able to flip the channel and go back to misery.
If I was a local fan, if I was a Giant or Jets fan and I could go every week, that would be my exact mentality. I would never leave my house to go to a game unless it was like a game for the division or a playoff game. Yes. That's a different story. But when a team – I root for an out-of-market team, obviously. So when they come into town
– You have to go.
Few and far between. I almost feel obligated that I have to go.
Your fandom requires you to be there to cheer them on.
I agree. And the fact that they got two games, they got two games there this year. They got the Giants and the Jets.
Thank you, V.
You want to
go to Soldier Field? You got your basement. Your basement pretty much is Soldier Field.
It's probably better.
Probably.
At the bar now, it probably is.
Probably. Yeah. All right, boys. Well, without further ado, let's get into our top five. Now, we got an interesting top five coming here today. Today's top five, we are going to be doing top five French fries. I don't think it gets talked about enough that there's so many different cuts of fries out there. And I think it needs to be discussed. I think you got to have the dialogue. This is going to be top five French fries. Giuseppe D looks ready to rock and roll. So Cutsy, we will start with you. Take it away, big fella.
All right. I'm going to go. All right. I haven't listed these. Okay, here we go. So number five, give me a curly fries. All right. I think you see these less and less nowadays, but I think when done right, they're actually quite enjoyable. I loved them as a kid. And they're good texture, they have to be done right. But when they're done right, they're very enjoyable. Number five, I'll take the curly fries. At number four, give me sweet potato fries. All right. I think sweet potato fries or yam fries, some people would call them, whatever you want to call them, are very, very.
No, what? Nobody.
In Canada, for my Canadian listeners, we call them yam fries.
Do they call them yam fries?
Yes.
If you go
to Canada, they call them yam fries. Okay. So sweet potato fries, yam fries, whatever you want to call them. I think this is a nice change up. Makes you feel like, you know, if you get a big burger and then you go with the yam fries or sweet potato fries, it's a little sweet. Makes you feel a little bit better about yourself than doing the actual regular French fry. I think it's really tasty. All right. And number three, here's where it gets a little interesting here. Number three, I'm going to go with home fries. I think that home fries are really, really good. And, you know, I kind of went back and forth between home fries and steak fries, but I think the home fry for me is the right play.
Hold on. I gotta interject here. Are we allowing home fry? Now that for it's me, that,
like changes, a fry. That changes Bob's entire.
It's totally, fry, totally. To
me, it's literally called a fry, Bob. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
The name is home fries. They're potatoes. That are that's a big
ruling.
How could you not allow that? Like, what would prevent you from enabling that onto the list?
Look, Joe, I'd love it on my list. Okay, I would absolutely love it. All right. So I know you're upset. I'll be up. I mean, I got to figure it out too. Bear down. What do you think the ruling is here?
Listen, to me, home fries is like a potato side, but it does say fries in the name, and I think it's an interesting take on it, an interesting twist. I think it's a curveball that Joe threw. I think it's I'm going to vote to allow it because I think it's similar to me going tomato with the top five fruit, and I got lambasted for it, which I don't think was correct.
Thinking outside the box. Because it is a fruit.
Yep.
Yeah, you got to allow it, Bob.
All right. Change it up though a little bit, because Baradon, I think that it'll end up being in yours too. That totally changes my list. But if it's allowed, let's roll with that.
That's the number three spot. Number two spot, I'm gonna throw you another curveball. I'm gonna go with the tater tot at number two. Number two, tater tots. Some of my favorites to have. They're super undervalued and not looked at. And the number one for me,
Mikey V, do you have an issue here?
We got another issue.
I think tater tot is not a French fry. I don't think it's a fry by any estimation. Joe, the home fries, I totally agree with, but the tater tot, I think you're pushing the envelope. Because tots or fries is like a totally separate option usually. I don't know. That's a tough one for me to buy.
All right, make the ruling, the two of you, judge and jury over here. Make the ruling. If you got to take it out, I got to take it out on my two spot.
Bob, I called the last one. You could make the decision on this one.
See, I actually would even go on the record to say that even with the sweet potato fry, although I love a sweet potato fry, I don't think it's a cut. Now, what I'm willing to do is I'm willing to change. I think what we could do is change to overall potato, because I kind of think that's the route that we're going here. Because
I think sweet fry plays, Bob.
For sure it does.
I do.
I mean, now my whole list is in question. Like, what are we doing?
Well, then I'll tell you this. If sweet potato fries makes the cut, then I'm going to grant tater tot.
Okay.
That's wonderful. Thank you very much. And then finally, number one, this was my favorite. It's a little nostalgic for me. My mom used to buy the McCain's ones, and I will always remain very, very true to this fry. When I see it, I have to order it. The crinkle cut fry for me is my absolute number one. It's delicious. And not many places do it. Now, I will say Shake Shack does a great crinkle cut fries if you ever had it. And they do the crinkle cut cheese fries. Those are unbelievably delicious. But I remember McCain's used to have the commercial, and my mom used to buy them for me. And they're undefeated in my book. That's my number one.
Okay.
That was a tough list to get through. I was really... dodging and diving and ducking through some of these.
Yeah, there's a lot going on with this list. There's a lot to be discussed with this list. Mikey V, I'll send it over to you.
Okay, number five, I got sweet potato fry. I think sweet potato fries when done correctly, but here's the thing with sweet potato fries. A lot of places can't do them because they come out. There's nothing worse than when sweet potato fries come out and they're mushy. And I feel like sweet potato fries, more than any other fry, they don't travel well, particularly if you get it to go order. They get very mushy very easily. But when executed correctly, I think they're phenomenal. So for that reason, they're at the bottom of my five, but they're there, sweet potato fry. Number four, I like a shoestring fry, those very thin cut French fries. Shoestring fries at number four. Number three, go ahead and give me the curly fry. I think curly fries are a dying breed. You don't see them around that much. When you do, I think you have to capitalize. Give me curly fries at number three. I would put home fries in but I'm just not going to out of principle. I just don't, just for me, I didn't have it in my list. Joe put it. I'm not going to add it back into my list. I, even though I think home fries are incredible, they'll probably be my honorable mention. I'm not going to keep them. Number
two.
Number three or number two? Number two. Number two, just give me a regular good old steak fry. Just give me the nice thick cut wedge steak fries. You know, any kind of restaurant, steakhouse fries, things like that. The big thicker cut, wedge cut fries. I love a steak fry, good steak fry. And then number one for me has to be the most indulgent of all the fries, in my opinion, the fattest possible French fry you could order without toppings aside. Give me a fucking waffle fry at number one. I think the waffle fry is the most indulgent fry of them all. I think it's like one of those things that, like, you really, I'm almost like, when I go out, I'm almost like hesitant and embarrassed to order it because I think it's such a, sometimes a slovenly move, but nothing quite hits like a good fat
tell you what,
waffle fry. Give me the waffle fry number one.
If you get a waffle fry, make sure you get a lot of condiments because the surface area of each one of those take up half of a packet of ketchup or whatever, mayonnaise, whatever you're putting on it, it'll indulge.
I don't mind the list, Mike. If you know, my only problem with steak fry is the potato to batter ratio. It's so much more potato. Like, to me, you can't have regular standard cut fries, right? You could eat without, you don't need any sauce. I think with the steak fry, you have to have sauce on there because it's so much potato. You know what I mean?
I love to have fries with, I like to have multiple different types of condiment. I could use mustard. I could use mayo. I could use ketchup. I could use honey mustard. Honey mustard and fries is fucking delicious. You know, even some of those special like sauces, it's like garlic, or when they do like garlic truffle parm on top of the fries.
Very good.
There's so many things, but.
All right. We'll keep it moving along here. For me, number five, give me the crinkle cut. It's a classic. It's a staple. If you're going to do frozen fries, I think crinkle cut is your fry. Number four, give me the curly fry. Got no issue with the curly fry. I mean, I think that's what the only thing keeping Arby's afloat is, the curly fry. It's really all they have right now. But with that being said, Mikey V, I do agree that I do think it's a dying breed. And number three, great fry. Give me the waffle fry. Already a great fry, but I think Chick-fil-A just went ahead and dropped their balls on the waffle fry and made sure people know that that was going to be there to stay. So the waffle fry will always have that. Number two, give me the classic standard cut fry.
That's great, a good play. I can't believe I look back. I probably should have fit that in somewhere.
Yeah, I think you got to have it. You got to have the classic one in there. And then number one, of course, I mean, Joe, you know, the home fry.
Home fry.
You know, the thing for me, and I found it at one spot in L.A., shout out Factor's Deli. Service stinks, but that's neither here nor there. it does. It's terrible.
Just, I mean, me and submarine Joe, there.
Shout out Factor's Deli. Even though shout out. Good job.
You know what he does, Bairdow, which is the sickest thing, is he will go to a restaurant, like if we have breakfast, and he'll walk around the restaurant and he'll be like, I'm going to take a lap. I said, to see what? He's like, I want to see if I can see any home fries and see what they look like. I'm like, Bob, the home fry is not even the staple of the plate. It's normally a side that you get along with your breakfast. And this guy's scoping out people's plates to see if he can see the texture and quality of a home fry on another table before ordering.
Because if executed correctly, they could quickly go from the sideshow to the main event very quickly.
That's very quick.
This guy loves home fries more than anything I've ever seen. I've never seen a love for a home fry more than Bob has. It's
and you know, undefeated. What? It's so rarely done the right way. I mean, if you're on the East Coast, you can trust it. If I go to Jersey, I could trust it so much more. So many people don't do it right. And it affects the direction of my meal choice, to where even if it's like a brunch time, I might not get an omelet because I don't like the home fries that come with the omelet, to where I might just go like a chicken Caesar wrap with French fries. And I do that. I absolutely do that. And I think it should be done more, even just with meals regardless, so that you could just see what you're working with. Do love me a good home fry, and I love the fellas, and I love the Brilliantly Dumb Show, and you gotta love Tuesdays, because where else do you get Giuseppe D on a Tuesday morning? Where else do you get Mikey V on a Tuesday morning? Fellas, it don't get much better than this. Big shout out to the Big Ticket, by the way. The way he got that nickname to me, I mean, Joe, me and you have known him longer. We don't talk about how great that nickname, standing outside a West Virginia football field. If you want a regular ticket to the game, you ask for a ticket. If you want weed, you ask for the Big Ticket. I just think it's absolutely
A1 marketing. A1 marketing and advertisement there.
Folks, that does it. Fellas, I love you. I appreciate you. That's another edition of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. We will see you next Tuesday. Take care, fellas.